WRJX 359 Karen off of MD725 repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again, break. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Break. Today's inspiration is called Beyond the Fear of Rejection. If you're not welcomed, the fear of rejection and its first cousin, the fear of failure, are roadblocks on the road to happiness. When we try to please everyone in sight, we create for ourselves a goal that is unrealistic, unsatisfying, and unworthy of our efforts. Children's author Judy Blume said, "Yes, rejection and criticism hurt. Get used to it." If you're overly sensitive to the opinions of others, it's time to start thinking more rationally. Remember, you can't please everybody. Sure, there are a few people you should seek to please, starting with your family, and to a lesser extent, the people who sign your paycheck. But do yourself a favor and understand that trying to please everyone is impossible. Sometimes you just have to shrug and walk away. Just pray for a tough hide and a tender heart. Ruth Bell Graham. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. For a while now, we've been covering several topics out of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and this evening we're going to be covering page 36 and 37, Varied Special Abilities Considerations. Anyone can experience and access a functional need at any time. A broken leg requiring crutches can create a temporary disability that changes your response to an emergency, for example. The needs may be physical, mental, emotional, socioeconomic, cultural, or language-based. Persons with access and functional needs and anyone assisting, living with, or working with them should create a disaster plan. Addressing these potential challenges ahead of time will reduce the physical and emotional stresses during an emergency. Persons with mobility challenges. Store emergency supplies in a pack or backpack attached to a walker, wheelchair, or scooter. Keep a pair of heavy gloves in your supply kit to use while wheeling over glass or debris. If your chair does not have puncture-proof tires, keep a patch kit or a can of sealant and air to repair tires. If you cannot use stairs, discuss lifting and carrying techniques that work for you. Write out brief instructions and keep them in your pack. If you use an electric wheelchair, keep a manual chair on hand for emergencies. Persons with hearing challenges. Store hearing aids in a strategic and consistent place to locate quickly. Have paper and pens in your kit to use if you lose your hearing aids. Install smoke alarms with both a visual and audible alarm. At least one should be battery operated. If needed, ensure your TV has a decoder chip for access to signed or captioned emergency reports or has closed captioning on for alerts. All TVs manufactured since 1993 have built-in decoders. Persons with medical needs. Where possible, aim for a 14-day supply of all your medications and medical supplies, bandages, ostomy bags, syringes, tubing, solutions, etc. If you use insulin or other refrigerated medication, ask your providers for tips on keeping items cool during longer power outages and options for medications that are more shelf-stable for use during emergencies. If you use oxygen, remember you may not be able to acquire more for several days. Be sure to have several days' worth on hand. Store your medications in one location, in their original containers with labels. Note important allergies and keep lists of all your medications, including the name of medication, dose, frequency, and prescribing doctor on your emergency information list. For all medical equipment that requires power, get information regarding backup power, such as a battery or generator. If using a generator, seek professional help to make sure it is properly installed, vented, and can be safely operated by you or an assistant. Know if your IV infusion pump has a battery backup and how long it would last in an emergency. Ask your home care provider about manual infusion techniques. Have written instructions for all equipment attached to the devices. For all persons with access and functional needs, make an emergency information list and keep it with you. This list should have medical and health insurance and emergency contact information with names and numbers of contacts in the area and out of area. If you have a communication disability, make sure you list notes the best way to communicate with you. If you currently use a personal care attendant from an agency, check with the agency to see if they have special provisions for emergencies. If you hire your own personal care attendant, discuss your emergency plan with them and encourage them to have their own emergency plan. Find the location of utility shutoff valves and switches where you live. Learn how and when to turn them off. Practice evacuation drills. Evacuate to a designated location to learn what assistance you might require and what you can do independently. Learn what to do in case of power outages. Know how to connect or start a backup power supply for essential medical devices. Write down clear instructions or directions and attach it to the power supply. If you don't drive, talk with others about how you might leave if authorities require an evacuation and what local transportation is available that can meet your transport needs. Ask your provider about getting extra oxygen tanks and spare batteries to keep on hand. They may be covered by your insurance plan or provided by your supplier. Arrange for a relative or neighbor to check on you after an emergency event. Keep supplies in a consistent place that is easy for you to find and remember. Aim for at least 2 weeks of stored food and water. Learn to purify water for drinking and how to meet additional hygiene needs. See the preparedness calendar on pages 44 through 47 for help. We've covered that. But we can always go back and cover it again if you so choose. Service animals may become confused or frightened. Keep them confined or securely leashed. Sign up for the disaster registry by visiting www.rvcog.org. See page 48 for more information. Persons with visual challenges. If you are visually impaired, place security lights in each room to light paths of travel. These lights plug in, but have a battery backup in case of power failure. Small solar lights may be another option. If helpful, mark emergency supplies with large print, fluorescent tape, or braille. Add a magnifying lens if that will be helpful aid outside the home. Store high-powered flashlights with wide beams and extra batteries. Hang on to older prescription glasses or spare contacts for backup use. Lots of really good ideas. So when I call you for your check-in, if you have any suggestions on top of what we just read or any questions, please fail to speak up at that time. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMW-211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty. They were unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRMY 378 Robin. I do copy you. You keep breaking in and out, and I don't know if it's, I need to reposition my truck or not, but anyway, you are coming in loud and clear when I can hear you.
Copy that. I'm not exactly sure what's going on because I can hear you just fine, so I'm not sure. So there was a lot of tips in there, a lot of information that we covered. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Robin?
Well, I think that that's pretty clear and concise. I can't think of anything to add to it, so I thank you very much for doing those readings.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing what you do, when you do share and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
378, here.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WRKP710 Wanda. She was unavailable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJF 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJF 656 Sylvia, I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. There's a little bit of static in the background, but you're clearer tonight than you have been other nights. So we covered a lot of information, but it was very informative. Is there anything that you'd like to share or questions you might have, Sylvia?
Well, I still go back to always keep something in your car.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy what you said. Could you repeat that, please?
Keep something in your car always.
Yes, ma'am, that makes total sense to me. And, you know, there are certain things like medications and things like that, or have a bag that you can carry with you all the time that has your necessities in it just in case you get stuck in town. Is there anything else, Sylvia?
No, but that sounds good to me. Thank you, Karen.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sylvia. We appreciate your sharing, and we appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
656 Monitor.
WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hello, Carol. This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we covered a lot of information, but there was a lot of good information there. Is there anything that you'd like to share or questions you might have, Carol?
That was great information. It took me back to when I was started reading all this. One thing we do have that I really like is we have solar little lights throughout the house, so I don't stub my toe or fall over something. And that really helps us. But, yeah, I just love what you just read.
Yes, there's a lot of information to unpack there, but there's a lot of good things. So it's possibly things that we hadn't thought about, and not necessarily that they apply to us, but those of us, those that we love and that sort of thing. Well, thank you, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZ709. Copy you loud and clear.
Copy you loud and clear as well. Marcia, is there anything that you'd like to share this evening?
Yeah, I like the buddy system to keep in contact with people and let them know what's going on, how they're feeling, and things like that.
I totally agree, and it's, that's part of what we do as the Patriot Ladies Net, is that we keep in contact with one another, not only via the radio, but we know about what's going on with most of them, and we keep in contact with one another. So that's a very good idea.
Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Hello, this is WRKV 487 Kimber. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So there was a lot of information in those two pages to unpack, but a lot of good stuff. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening about that, Kimber?
Yeah, I can add some stuff. First of all, I want to say that there seems to be a background hum on everybody who's using the repeater tonight, so I don't know what the issue is, but I hear it slightly behind everyone, so I don't know, you know, what the issue may be. But anyway, I can hear you guys loud and clear enough to talk perfectly, so let me break. Okay, so I did love all that information in the book tonight. Very good information to have, and every household, many households have a person with varied abilities, and it's good to have these skills. Definitely, we go over with my son how to do all these things, how to leave the house, how to get from place to place, and, you know, have all the emergency backups in our house. So it's just important to practice a lot and talk about a lot with your family members. And I think that's all I have to say there. Just thank you for offering that break. I would like to talk about the potluck and the Amronet, if that's okay with you.
Of course. Please go ahead.
All righty. So first I'll say that the GMRS meet and greet party that we usually have twice a year, the spring one, is happening this Saturday, May 3rd, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the same place that we usually have it. That is Bob 572's house right on the river. The address is 5010 Leonard Road, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. And that is, again, from 3 to 5 p.m. It's potluck, usual stuff. Bring your dish if you want, and bring utensils just in case, but there's tables and chairs and all that. Break. Bob said he is going to barbecue something. Don't know what yet, and so it's going to be a good time. It is going to be cool, however. Keep saying, well, rain might happen, and then now I see the latest weather report is no rain, but it is going to be cool and cloudy. So be prepared for either. We're going to have it rain or shine. If it's raining and you don't want to come, that's perfectly okay. Break. If anybody has any questions about the address, again, they can ask later after, and I'll repeat it, or you can, or whatever. So. Next for the Amronet, it is every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this repeater, which covers the Greater Grants Pass, King Junction, Illinois Valley area. And 7 p.m. Sunday nights, and we go over a roll call. We do the Channel 3 checks, and we do status reports, make sure you're okay, and read an intelligence brief. Then for Jackson County, it is Monday nights at 8 p.m., and it's going to be on the Elk 675 repeater. We're going to drop the Phoenix repeater on this because just not enough interest. Everybody can usually reach the Elk 675 repeater. So, break.